12C, Exercise 3, page 102.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Dr. Anne Riordan, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about why societies change and how they should. Modern societies are defined by change. In ancient times and during the Middle Ages, societies changed far more slowly, and when they did, it was often through sudden events like invasions or famine. Today's society is radically different from the one our grandparents or even our parents were born into. So if we take as a given the fact that we have to change, what is the best way? I would argue that what works best is evolutionary change, where a society gradually changes through its own choice. The advantages of evolutionary change are twofold. One, it happens from within and is therefore more voluntary. In other words, it is the members of society changing their habits, beliefs, and social practices that makes their society different over time. For example, women in the UK worked in factories and offices during the Second World War, and when the war ended, they were not willing to go back to the life they led before the war. Men, at the same time, understood and valued women's contributions, and on the whole supported this change. The second advantage of evolutionary change is that it is gradual, organic, natural, and therefore less disturbing. Major evolutionary change happens through demographics, or the changing shape of a population. So it is that the aging population in developed countries creates a need for a larger care sector in the economy. More carers and nurses are trained or attracted from abroad, and the makeup of the society is altered. Of course, the arguments against evolutionary change rest on the same premises. First of all, opponents argue that it takes too long. Women began to move into the workforce in significant numbers in the 1940s, as we have said. Yet over 70 years later, pay parity has not been achieved. Only legal enforcement in the form of equal pay legislation has and will make the dream of gender equality in the workplace a reality, or so opponents of evolutionary change argue. Similarly, they believe that asking people to change is never going to work, since most people are set in their ways. If they're not going to change on their own, forcing people to change is therefore the only option. All in all, though I can understand and sympathize with people who complain change doesn't happen fast enough, I cannot help but worry that forcing change can only lead to discontent and a feeling among those forced that no longer are they valued members of their society. Those fighting for change have a right to ask and even expect people to be more open-minded to the possibility of change, since modern society must be adaptable. But they must also be patient with those who find it difficult to change their attitudes overnight. Thank you. Now, are there any questions?